All right, moving on to item agenda nine, Board of Directors and Chief reports. Chief on the finance.
Well, if I could just draw your attention to tab 10, where you actually have hopefully inserted there, is your revenue detail and expense sheet. There's two basic points I want to point out. First is, in my chief's report, I had alluded to the fact that we received some ERAF money, much to our surprise. And if you will note in the January revenue detail, under section account number 1046, we have received $454,826 in ERAP. That's that ERAP shift that comes back to us, and I explained, obviously we'll get to the chief's report, you can read on how that's broken down. This is a combination of both Point Montera and Half Moon Bay. In addition to that, under section 2124, in November, you'll see a dollar figure of $78,924. What you see there is the first payment from Harbor Village on that agreement, which is approximately $75,000. What I propose to do at this particular point, and I've asked, is that I will be meeting with the Finance Committee next month to discuss allocation and designation of those, you know, non-budgeted numbers. We did not budget any ERAF revenue this year, and we did not anticipate that dollar figure coming in from Harbor Village as that project was still in discussion. So we'll take that to the Finance Committee. I plan, there's a number of operational things that I need to use some of that for, but then again, we will present that to the board as a whole. So I point that out to you just as in your revenue detail. If I could draw your attention to the monthly expense report, page 1 of 6, on that first page, I think that you'll see we're up to January. I'd like to draw your attention to the farthest right column, says percent of budget. And I'd like you to drop down to the very bottom where it says total salaries and benefits. And we are right now, expenses, that number is showing about 44% of budget. However, that number is not accurate. That number does not reflect the first 4 months of the Point Montera contract with Cal Fire. I'm still waiting for those billings to come in. I know what the number is, and to date it's approximately $294,000 that we are going to be charged. And that will be broken out in monthly figures, so you'll be able to see that. What we're waiting for is for the state to adjudicate the invoices, and once though the state then sends that back to Chief Ferreira, Chief Ferreira will then his staff will then forward those to us. So to date, $294,000. So that is not reflected in that. I will also tell you that we're going to capture this under a contract section that I've talked to staff, so we're going to make sure that we can distinguish between what is Coastside Fire Protection District salaries and benefit numbers into a contract service, so you'll actually be able to track this separately, independent of this. So even with the 44% in doing the numbers, it brings us right up out to approximately the 49 to 50% of that in expenditures to date.
48% of the year gone.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes. And if you look at the very last page, excuse me, not the last page, but page 5 of 6, you will see then that to date we're about 48% in total of our expenditures. Okay, total. So not just the section on salary and benefits. So we're about 48%, and that does not reflect the $294,000 as well. So those are the highlights of that. As I said, it's important to note that there are a number of capital projects and capital needs that the district is currently faced, and that I will make a recommendation to the Finance Committee on how I want to use some of those monies and recommend you to use for some capital things in the district. That concludes that aspect of the report. So.
Any questions? Okay. What was the, on the, this is really, I don't really need to know, but what was the $120,000 we spent in January for communications equipment, Chief?
What page, sir?
On page 5 of 6. I guess it's communication. Am I on the right one?
That's vehicle repair.
Vehicle repair. Yes. Oh, okay.
That's the new patrol.
Yeah, I bet you. Okay.
And then, go ahead.
I'm done.
The payroll services on page 4 of 6, where you are at. Oh, wait a second. It's so hard to get these lines.
You got to get your ruler out.
I might have to get a ruler. That's the tax collector. Okay. 319%.
Yeah, if I will point out, you will note that, some of the accounts show that we're over. What the county has allowed us to do, instead of making mid-year adjustments in our expenses sheets, when these types of things happen, having to move money around, they now wait till the end of the year and then we sweep the accounts. And so we're able to reconcile those that are overspent by those that have been underspent. That becomes
our of 18 years in coming.
One that just jumped out at me, looking at the, let's see, 5876-18 on page 406, the LAFCO, 1,494%.
Yeah, the cost of the LAFCO final billing, I think it was associated with the Coastside Fire Protection District consolidation. That was the final bills for that.
We anticipated 500 and it came out to 76,000.
6,000, I think. Where are we at here?
7,400. We're $7,000 short.
Yeah, right. It was a carryover. Right. Additional yeah. fees, yeah.
Looking at things historically, is some of these small number items get these big percentage things in them? What you worry is when the big numbers get those kind of percentages, then you're in trouble.
But, yeah, like I said, we will reconcile that.
That's single time monies for that.
Yes,
sir. Money.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That helps me understand it better.
Good. No further questions?
I have one.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Again, I would just like the motion to, I would move that the staff be instructed to correct or to place the reserves to coincide with the auditor's reported reserves in the Montero and Half Moon Bay. The addition of those two should be what's carried forward into those sites.
I would respectfully say I'd like to have chief look at those two numbers and find out if they are correct and which is correct. And if they are correct for the auditor's report, then I would agree with you. But I'd like to have him analyze them before he does that.
We just adopted the auditor's report, sir.
We adopted it, but we did not adopt it by line item. But I have no problem in looking at this to make sure. In fact, I asked.
And that's on this, if I understand the direction, it's on this sheet.
It's on that sheet.
It actually is part of what I had mentioned, I believe, earlier, yes. Chief, to even check those numbers
at the
county. Yeah.
President Burt, I believe that if we adopted the whole report, then it's not line item. It's
that is fine. Let's go ahead and check it out. That's fine. Go for it. okay, is that it? Volunteer report, Director Hustle.
Just briefly, over the course of the last month, the volunteers completed the CPR recertification and went through a really good drill a couple weeks ago where we did some evolutions on car fires out here in the lot. We lit up cars about 10 times and rolled in as an independent engine company. Did a suited up with the SCBAs, did a full attack. And so real good practice, especially for some of the new blue stripers. And over the course of the next few weeks, we will be working with the blue stripers to get them through the volunteer standards for performance. I just want to point out Chief's DeLay and Cosgrave have been extremely helpful in spending some additional time here again, getting the car fire drill set up, so it's good to get the new guys some fire and be ready to move our blue stripers into a fully acclimated role as volunteers shortly.
If I may, on that as well, we had a number of storms that came through the area, as you will recall, and once again, we had a core group of those volunteers that have shown up and were able to staff up for us, equipment that we were able to use for countless hours on end, getting sandbags together, sitting on wires, dealing with all the associated storm issues. In fact, we got to the point where we were actually able to put a cosmopolitan crew together where we had a volunteer from Coastside Fire and a volunteer from CAL FIRE and worked real well on being able to take care of that incident management. So I applaud their efforts as well. And they're scheduled for live fire training. We're making those arrangements to structure live fire training up at the South San Francisco training facility. So we're going to be doing that's the next phase of the operation.
Thank you, Craig. No report on the Special District Association.